Sparkle Stories, and By Thistle, By Thimble. The Rights of the Lefts. Haki and Kushoto were twins. They were the only children to King Kila and Queen Mihaly, and were alike in so many ways. They both loved wrestling and running and swimming and dancing. They played together and laughed together, and yes, they also fought, but they were seldom upset for long. In King Kila and Queen Mihaly's land, the child, who is strongest, most clever, and skilled, becomes king when their father dies. So when they were 6 years old and they began proper schooling, the king and queen asked their tutors to watch them.
"Tell us which is the stronger, which is the more clever, and which is the more skilled. Then we will know which child will be king."
The tutors agreed, and their lessons began. At first, the two boys appeared to be matched in strength and cleverness and skill. But then the tutors noticed something very troubling about Kushoto. They noticed that he kept using his left hand to throw a spear and to hold a staff. They noticed that he kept using his left eye to study ants on the ground or to look into tree holes. They noticed that he kept using his left ear to listen to the ground when tracking. His tutors corrected him and encouraged him to use his right hand and his right eye and his right ear. But soon it was clear. The boy was a left, and this was very bad news indeed. You see, in King Kila and Queen Mihaly's land, people believed that lefts, or those who used their left hand or left eye or left ear, were not equal to the rights, or those who used their right hand or right eye or right ear. They believed that rights were naturally stronger, naturally smarter, and naturally more skilled and should be treated especially well. They believed that rights were to be leaders and in charge, and that they got the best food and the best clothes and the best houses and the best jobs. The lefts, however, had very different lives. Rights did not trust the lefts. They thought that the lefts were strange. Why do they use the wrong hand and the wrong eye and the wrong ear, they wondered. So, in King Kila and Queen Mihaly's land, the rights lived around the palace, and the lefts lived in the fields or at the edge of the forest. The rights ate big, elaborate meals, and the lefts often ate bread and drank water while they worked. The rights slept in big, fine beds, and the lefts slept in hammocks or right on the ground. It was the understanding that this was how life should be for the rights and the lefts. This was how life was meant to be. When the tutors told King Kila and Queen Mihaly that their son Kushoto was a left, they were both, of course, shocked and sad. They couldn't believe that their own child was a left. How could this have happened? They even wondered if they should try to turn him into a right, but they feared that others would find out their intentions and unrest would come to their land. So, with heavy hearts, they resolved to send their son away to the fields where he would live and work with the other lefts. Kushoto would no longer be a prince, and for the good of the land, he would no longer be their son. With Kushoto banished from the palace, Haki was now the heir to the throne. The boy continued his schooling and training. He learned to hunt, he learned to fight, he learned to read and write, and he learned to speak other languages. He was good at everything he learned, and he tried his best to be a fine prince. But he was never able to forget his brother. He never stopped thinking about his brother, and he longed to see him again. And finally, when Haki was old enough to ride a horse, he decided to take a trip into the countryside to look for his brother. He rode and rode, and he started to wonder if he would ever see Kushoto again. And then he saw a young man standing by a well. The young man was tall like him and strong like him, but his hair was long and unkempt and his clothes were threadbare. Haki came to the young man and addressed him. "Kushoto." The young man looked up, and for the first time in years, the brothers were face to face. At first, Kushoto was cautious, for he was standing in front of the prince. He had long resigned himself to life in the fields, that he ceased to think about his previous life in the palace. And he was now suddenly flooded with feelings, a mixture of regret and embarrassment, but also sadness and even some anger. Haki then asked his brother about his life, and when the prince heard about what Kushoto ate every day and where he slept every night and how he was treated by the rites, he soon became sad and very angry as well. Though his mother and father taught him at an early age that rights and lefts were different kinds of people and had different lives, he could not accept that his twin brother should live like this while he lived in the palace. So in this emotional moment, he told his brother, "I cannot be prince unless you are returned to the palace." Kushoto was confused at first, but then he shook his head. "But they will banish you too. You will lose everything you have. No, Prince Haki, return to your life in the palace." "Come with me then, Kushoto," said Haki. "If we return to the palace together, then we could talk to the king and queen. They would listen to us, I know it." "No, Prince," said Kushoto. "This field is my home now. The lefts took me in as their own, like family. I cannot leave them behind." Haki was confused, and he didn't know what to do. He could not accept that two brothers would have such different lives, and why? Because of which hand they wanted to use? No, this was not fair. It wasn't right. But before he could say any more, Kushoto turned to go. "Goodbye, brother," he said. And then Haki watched as Kushoto disappeared in the field. So, with a heavy feeling in his heart, Haki returned to the palace and returned to his life as a prince. But as he studied and trained and learned the ways of a king, he never stopped wondering, what could he do for his brother? He carried this question, "How can I help him? How can I help him return to his true home in the palace?" But then, one year, King Kila died, and Prince Haki was going to be crowned as the new king. The ceremony took place in a wide courtyard in front of the palace, where all the rights gathered to the front and the lefts gathered to the back. They all knelt down when Prince Haki stood before them, and just when the king's crown was going to be placed on his head, Haki knew what to do. He knew how he could help his brother. He held out his hand, and he called out, "I will not be your king!" The crowd was silent at first, and then they all looked up, wondering what the prince was talking about. I will not be your king so long as my brother Kushoto is banished from the palace. He is my brother, my twin. We are equal in strength and cleverness, and once he receives the training that I received, he will be my equal in skill as well. So if you want me to be your king, then Kushoto must be king as well. Well, this was hardly welcome news for the Wrights, and there was a lot of muttering and then grumbling and finally shouting. The Wrights liked their lives as they were. They liked the privileges and comforts, and the idea of a left being in charge, well, it scared them. It seemed like it would upend everything. It would change everything. A few of the Wrights called for Haki's wishes to be honored. In fact, there were a number of Wrights that didn't like the way the lefts were treated. They thought that change was the right thing to do. Most of the Wrights, however, did not like this, and instead they called for Haki to be removed. "Banish him with his brother," they called. And unfortunately, these voices were the loudest. Most of the Wrights called for Haki to be stripped of his crown, and for Queen Mahali to become the only leader of their land. And before the surprised queen could say or do anything in response, the guards escorted Haki from the palace, and then the Wrights continued the ceremony and instead placed the crown on the queen's head. She was confused and even frightened, and she decided not to say anything. She would do as the people wanted, though she wondered if it was the right thing to do. Meanwhile, the guards led Haki to the fields where he would join his brother and the lefts. But then something unexpected happened. Haki was followed. A number of the Wrights followed him. The Wrights that did not like how the lefts were being treated and thought that it was time for change, time for more equality in the land, they followed him. They followed him to the fields and declared that he was their leader and that they would do as he wished. They declared that he was their true king. "But I no longer have a crown or a palace," he said to them. "In fact, I have nothing."
"That is not true," they said. "A true king has subjects, people who follow his leadership and rule. We want to follow someone who cares about treating all people well. We want to follow you."
And as Haki looked at this gathering of Wrights, he saw others join them. Other men and women and children gathered in the group of Wrights. They were coming from the courtyard, dressed in their threadbare clothing. They were lefts. Lefts and Wrights were joining together and standing before their chosen leader. Haki watched, at once amazed and confused. What did this mean? What was going to happen?
"I told you this would happen," called a voice from the crowd. "I told you that you would lose everything."
The crowd moved apart, and there stood Kushoto. He was standing alone. His brother was frowning, and Haki could see that he was truly concerned about him.
"But I haven't lost everything, brother," said Haki with a sudden feeling of confidence. "I have them, and now I have you. I have my brother again."
Kushoto narrowed his eyes and studied his brother, and then he looked at the expectant crowd. He took a deep breath. He
his brother did not know anything about the Lefts. He did not know what life could be like in the fields, nor did all of these new rites that seemed to be following him. Kushoto wasn't sure that this was a good idea, but his brother did not seem to have much of a choice now. "This will not be easy," he said to Haki with a tone of warning. Haki took a deep breath in and nodded. "I know." Then the two brothers looked into each other's eyes. Kushoto remembered what it was like for them when they were young, how they played together and fought together, and indeed, how they loved each other so. And then Kushoto smiled. It was true. The next few years were not easy for the brothers or for those who followed them. The queen and the rites who followed her wanted things to remain as they had been. They wanted the rites to live comfortably near the palace and for the Lefts to live out in the fields. They wanted the rites to have the best food and for the Lefts to eat while they worked. They wanted the rites and Lefts to be separate, just like it had been. But now, Haki and Kushoto were changing things. They talked about rights and lefts living together, working side by side. They talked about choosing where you wanted to live and what foods you wanted to eat, rather than being forced to only live in one place and forced to only eat one thing. They talked about lefts working in the palace if they wanted to, and rights working in the fields if they wanted to. They talked about rights and lefts being equal members of the land, living with the same rules and the same opportunities. The rights and the lefts that followed the brothers worked in the fields and ate and gathered together every day, listening and then offering their own opinions. Some of the rights wanted to take up their shovels and rakes and staffs as weapons and to fight the palace. To this, the brothers said, "No, we will not get our way by hurting anyone. That is not the way to change things." So instead, Haki and Kushoto stopped working for the queen and for the rights. They stopped toiling in the fields for them, and instead, they marched around the edge of the palace. When more and more lefts and rights followed them and marched instead of worked, the queen knew that she could no longer rule them. She saw that her sons, her only family now, were against her, and this was too much. Meanwhile, the other rights could see that it was over. The age of the rights was over. And the age of equal rights and lefts had begun. So the queen stepped down, and she gave the throne to her two sons, Haki and Kushoto. They stood before the crowd, a crowd no longer separated into a group of rights and a group of lefts, but a mixed crowd of both. And the two brothers, both, became king. And though it was not easy, though there was still a lot of disagreement and hard feelings, they got rid of the old rules, and they began a new age, an age where rights and lefts lived together and worked together, following the same rules and enjoying the same opportunities, no matter which hand or eye or ear they used to do so.
This has been an original story by Sparkle Stories of sparklestories.com. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed it.